Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Facebook announced it will expand a test of an updated newsfeed algorithm with less political content. The test will include 75 new countries, although didn't name specifics. Facebook already rolled out the test in the US, Costa Rica, Sweden, Spain, Ireland, Canada, Brazil, and Indonesia. The company also plans to introduce a new Take a Break feature for teenagers on Instagram as part of efforts to nudge teenagers away from content that may not be conducive to their well-being. In the Apple versus Epic lawsuit, Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers largely ruled in Apple's favor. The only exception was a permanent injunction stating Apple could no longer prohibit developers from pointing users to outside payment systems, with Apple having until early December to revise its App Store rules. Apple now plans to appeal that decision, asking the judge for a stay on the injunction through the appeals process. Epic previously announced it was appealing as well. Also, Google countersued Epic Games for breach of contract when it switched its default payment system in Fortnite away from Google Play billing. Apple successfully sued Epic on similar grounds, with Epic ordered to pay $3.65 million in damages last month. According to documents seen by Reuters, Amazon's private brands team in India used internal data from third parties to copy so-called reference products to then sell on its platform. This included things like the exact physical dimensions of a product and information on customer returns. The document also showed Amazon prioritizing these copied products in search, with a 2016 document saying they would appear within the first three results. Amazon's Solimo brand was used for products developed under this program, with many of the products now sold on the main Amazon.com site. HTC opened pre-orders for the Vive Flow, a $499 entertainment-focused VR headset. The standalone headset offers two 1.6K per eye display with a 75Hz refresh rate and 100-degree field of view. It supports inside-out motion tracking, with hand tracking in a future update. There's no controller. Rather, users pair an Android phone to use as a control pad. It runs on a Qualcomm XR1 chipset and weighs 189 grams, less than half of the Oculus Quest 2, and ships in November. The Wall Street Journal states the Securities and Exchange Commission is communicating with attorneys for Francis Haugen, the former Facebook employee turned whistleblower. The SEC declined to confirm whether it is probing Ms. Haugen's allegations, and Facebook has not yet commented. As for a possible avenue of exploration within the complaints, former SEC enforcement official David Rosenfeld states, "If Facebook had information that their actual numbers were much lower than what they are reporting, or that clearly showed they were going to decline, that probably is the type of thing that should be disclosed." General Motors reached a deal with LG over replacing Bolt EV batteries, estimating LG will offset $1.9 billion of the $2 billion expense. GM states it was happy to reach this agreement with a valued and respected supplier after originally stressing the recall was due to manufacturing defects in LG batteries that could increase the risk of battery fires. 1Password launched a new feature for securely sharing login credentials called Password Secure Sharing Tool, otherwise known as PST, and is reportedly one of the company's most requested features. Password Secure Sharing Tool allows for sharing a generated link other people can access even without an account. Generated links can be set to expire within an hour or up to 30 days. Nikkei's Asia sources say TSMC and Sony are in talks to build a joint semiconductor fab in Japan. If the project goes through, this would be TSMC's first in Japan. This would reportedly be built on Sony land, adjacent to its image sensor factory. The Japanese government would subsidize half of the cost of the construction if TSMC commits to prioritizing chips from the plant for the Japanese market. WhatsApp began rolling out end-to-end encrypted chat backups on iOS and Android. Users will be able to set a password or 64-digit encryption key before backups are uploaded to iCloud or Google Drive. Magic Leap announced it's readying the release of the Magic Leap 2 AR headset next year, with select customers using it in an early access program and general availability to follow. Magic Leap initially was developing a consumer-friendly AR headset, then changed the headset's name from Magic Leap 1 to the Magic Leap 1 Creator Edition, reportedly abandoning its consumer business in 2020. The Wall Street Journal's sources say Apple is looking at using AirPods as a health device. Possible applications include use as a hearing aid, monitoring posture with motion sensors, and checking temperature. Sources say any health uses for AirPods wouldn't be ready until after 2022, and there's no guarantee Apple will go forward with the plans. And Nintendo will launch its Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack subscription tier on October 25th. This includes access to Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis games and a new paid Animal Crossing New Horizons DLC called Happy Home Paradise. The Switch Online expansion will cost $49.99 a year for individuals or $79.99 for families. Nintendo is also releasing new wireless Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis controllers for $49.99 each, though those are not required to play the retro titles. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.